Good thoughts from Vision's daily devotion, the word for today.
From Psalm 134, verse 1, "Bless the Lord, all ye servants of the Lord." The last verse of the last psalm in the Bible says, "Let everything that has breath praise the Lord, praise the Lord." That means as long as you are alive, you are called to worship God. But some of us are more wired to be worshippers in a church setting, while others are more wired to be workers. While all of us are called to glorify God, some of us are more inclined to do it through works of devotion, while others are more inclined to do it through lifting our voices in praise. Still others do it through study of His Word. And with God, all of them count as acts of service. The psalmist said, "Bless the Lord, all ye servants of the Lord, who by night stand in the house of the Lord. Lift up your hands in the sanctuary and bless the Lord." Note the words, "servants of the Lord." How are they serving Him? Through worship. The Westminster Confession of Faith says, "The chief end of man is that he might glorify God, and there are many ways to do it. Whoever offers praise glorifies God." That's Psalm 50, verse 23. Worship acts like a thermostat. It creates a climate in which God's presence can be experienced and enjoyed. David said, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not His benefits." What a benefits package. Forgiveness, healing, deliverance, and protection. How to receive these gifts? Through worship. When we bless the Lord, He blesses us. So when you worship, you're serving God. That's a call to worship through serving. From Vision's The Word for Today.
The Word for Today, Australia's most widely read daily devotion. Read it, share it, or subscribe. Free at vision.org.au. Just another way Vision connects faith to your life.